Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. So pleased to have with us, as she is every Wednesday, Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health for the Leeds Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit. Welcome back, Dr. Lee.
Hello.
And joining us today as well is Nursing Practice Coordinator and BPSO Lead, Lucia Taggart. Hello.
Good morning.
Did I say that right, Lucia, or is it Lucia?
No, it is Lucia. You got it right, although I do answer to many things.
There you go. Perfect. All right. So this is a great conversation we're about to have. The health unit is celebrating best practices during the fall tour of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. Dr. Lee, we'll start with you. Tell us what a best practice spotlight organization is and why it is important to public health.
Yeah, so the Best Practice Spotlight Organization, and abbreviated as BPSO, which is what we were saying, Lucia is our BPSO lead, is a set of organizations designated by, like you mentioned, Bob, the RNAO, the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. This is a designation that really supports innovation and excellence in nursing, and supports as well organizations. So not just sort of the work of nurses, but the work of organizations as in general, who have nurses, in a lot of best practices and best practice guidelines that are common across Ontario for nursing. It really supports a strong and vibrant nursing workforce. And that's really important for public health, as well as for the health system and for healthy populations in general. In particular, public health, actually, BPSO has a few guidelines that have a lot in common with public health. So one of them is smoking or nicotine use cessation services. Another is infant feeding supports, and these are really good ones that have a lot of in common with the work that we do here at the health unit, and certainly the topics in the BPSO work that we do is part of the mandatory programs that we do at the health unit, and is important for our staff, so nurses as well as other staff, in supporting that excellence in our work.
And okay, so to put it in layman's terms, it means you do your jobs well. Is essentially what it means.
If you're... Yeah. So not I you know, not to toot our own horn a little
Please
bit.
Please do. You deserve to. You deserve to.
Not every organization is designated by the RNAO as a best practice spotlight organization. It is an application process, and they are a little bit choosy. And so it is an achievement, and also, like you said, demonstrates that we do really excellent work in these nursing guidelines. And like I said, it sort of goes across the organization in a number of topics that we do.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes a team to achieve something like this. Lucia, can you give us a little history about when the health unit became a best practice spotlight organization and the group's journey?
Oh, for sure. Glad to. And just to reiterate what Dr. Lena was saying, Dr. Lee, I call her Lena, was although the guidelines are put out and supported by the RNAO, the Nurses Association, they are interprofessional. And there has been a big, just in our time with the RNAO, a big, not just acknowledgement, but also an emphasis on interprofessional practice. So while these guidelines do come from the RNAO, they can be implemented by nurses and non-nursing, any kind of health professional, and even lay people that are looking for, okay, what should we be doing? What is this kind of the standard, and how can we get there? So just to put a shout out to all my non-nursing colleagues who are doing awesome work as well. So the health unit became designated in 2017, which means that we went through a three-year process. The first, as Dr. Lee mentioned, there is an application, and there's a contract that you sign. There are deliverables. So it is work, and one of the things that is required is actually assigning someone as lead to just to make sure the ship keeps sailing. And I mean, one of the most interesting facts of this BPSO program is that it's actually funded by the Ministry of Health through the RNAO, and has been since its inception. So we're just celebrating, I believe, 20 years of BPSO and 25 years of the BPG development. So the fact that the government supports this program, they are getting bang for their buck. And so we are very thrilled that we were able to put the staff and the resources into being designated. And also then there's you have to maintain your designation. So again, it's not just a one and done. You have to keep demonstrating that you are still working on things. You're still achieving things. And really, like you say, like Lena was saying, it's showing that we do excellent work. Our main takeaway, or our main objective, or not objective, I forget, result of us being designated, is that we're also showcasing our work. And that's a big part of the BPSO program, is that agencies share freely. All the resources are provided free from RNAO, and we share our learnings. We have conferences, we have, you know, webinars where we share everything. And so we have always been doing great work at the health unit, just no one knew about it. So now we have, I mean, COVID might've helped too, but anyway, but for BPSO, so like with the support of the program, BPSO and RNAO, we had the funds to attend conferences, not just to learn, but to actually share what we've been doing. We've been able to provide resources for our community health partners that, you know, oh, there's a gap. We don't, you know, how do we reach this person, this population, or we don't have a really good resource for parents that, you know, so we were able to sort of fill those gaps in our community, and really really again share the good work that we all do at the health unit.
And Lena, just no problem, Lena, just before we move on to the actual tour here, just quickly, the beauty of sharing best practices and observing best practices in other organizations, whether it be a health unit, nursing organizations, is that you can take a look at these things and adapt them to your own situation. There's never going to be a one size fits all, but when you're showing what you're doing, there's maybe another health unit that says that would work here if we tweaked it a little bit slightly, and you do the same.
Yeah, and that's a really big part of the BPSO, actually. So they have a lot of different ways over time that they've demonstrated, you know. So for example, BPSO organizations sometimes actually feedback to these guidelines that we talked about and improve guidelines, support, or even create guidelines. And as well, there's highlights sort of across Ontario of these organizations and the work that they're doing with the exact purpose, like you said, Bob, of seeing whether other organizations can take what they're doing and adapt it for their own, give ideas, just some creativity. A lot of our day-to-day work is about adaptability, you know, all across the spectrum of public health as well as the healthcare system.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we want to mention, of course, that one of the main reasons you're here is to talk about this tour, the RNAO tour that is going to be stopping nearby next Wednesday and Thursday. Lucia, what can people expect if they attend this tour event?
Well, we hope people will want to attend this tour event. We are very thrilled to have Dr. Doris Grinsman attending our event. She is the CEO of RNAO. She's very well respected by the government, by the government, and has their ear. So really hoping that anyone who has an interest in healthcare, either what's happening now or what's happening, you know, and what come down the pike in the future, please come out. So Wednesday evening is going to be more focused on the health unit celebration of our BPSO. So folks want to find out what does that mean. That's going to be held at the actual health unit office in Brockville. So, and again, Doris will be, Dr. Doris Grinsman, sorry, hello Doris, will be speaking about really focusing on the BPSO program and how it's grown. And I just, so you're aware, like I said, our government has been funding this. Other governments in other countries have seen the success of the program and actually are funding it in their own countries. So we're talking like China, Spain, Portugal. Their own governments have put in their own money, and RNAO people have gone over to help them set up the exact same program there. So when people are like, what does it do? We are evidence-based. We go on what works. We have the proof for that. And so what BPSO allows us to do is they do all the work, RNA does the work of finding the evidence and figuring things out. And we look at it and then we implement. And they've done lots of evaluation. Australia was great on the cost, what do you call it, return in investment. They did a wonderful study on that. And they were able to show that by implementing the guidelines, they were able to save, I mean, not just dollars, like a lot of dollars, but also improve people's experience with the healthcare system. So as you can tell, I'm a little bit passionate about it. So yes, if anybody's curious about BPSO or what the health unit's been doing about that, please come out on the Wednesday night. The Thursday morning Breakfast with Doris is being sponsored more in conjunction with the Lanark Leeds Grenville chapter of the RNAO. And so there, Dr. Grinsman will talk about the things like the social and environmental determinants of health, housing, a livable wage. So anything that really impacts health that we sometimes think, what's that got to do with health? RNAO has been a voice with the government and has actually had taken feedback from these meetings and from meeting with the public in general, and gone back to them to lobby the ministry to make changes that benefits everyone. So really hope anyone and everyone is welcome to come out. I'm sure you'll have the we do ask for pre-registration just because our space is limited, but really hoping that everyone is invited to come out.
And you can register on the RNAO website, or you can go to healthunit.org, calling 1-800-660-5853 will also get it done. If it does interest you, register soon because seating is limited. Dr. Lee, the last word to you. I know that you've only been a part of the health unit here in Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark for a short period of time, but you've talked about before how impressed you are with what has been established here. And just if you could just briefly comment on what being named a best practice spotlight organization means to you and the health unit overall.
Yeah, so I think Lucia gave a really good overview of the fact that it does give us support in what are some of the best practices and what the guidelines are. It also gives us an opportunity for some standardization to say, yes, we're doing things that are similar and high quality as with other organizations that do work that, so for example, infant feeding that we do in partnership with of hospitals and other clinical settings as well as ourselves. So really, that's one. And the second is it is, I think, something that I am proud of for our organization, for having done this, for having persisted in it and taking it as an important part of our work to both demonstrate to our community our commitment to quality assurance and excellence, as well as to ensure that in the work that we do day to day.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both for being here so much and for speaking about this. Certainly well-deserved. We've obviously gotten to know the health unit very well over the past couple of years, and to find out that you folks are leaders in certain areas does not surprise me at all. So Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health, thank you so much for being here. We will speak with you again next week.
See you soon.
And Lucia Taggart, Nursing Practice Coordinator and BPSO Lead for the Health Unit. A pleasure speaking with you. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you. And I just wanted to shout out, we're only one of six health units in the province to be so designated. So once again, woohoo, the little health unit that could.
Excellent. Thanks so much. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks for listening. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Have a wonderful afternoon.